Morning. Bailey said you wanted to see me about something. You weren't by any chance listening to my show this morning, were you?
Who are you?
Well, I just want to say up front that I meant no offense to Mr. Carlson's mother. I wasn't using bloodsucker in a bad way.
All right. What is so important that it couldn't wait?
Sit down, Herb.
Andy?
All I know is he wanted to see you.
What's going on?
Bailey, where's Mr. Carlson?
He's busy in his office.
Napping?
I'll sit here.
Fine. All right. The reason I called this little meeting... The reason I called this little meeting is because of the ratings. That's right. A new book.
Well, we weren't supposed to get that till next week.
No. Well, we got it this morning. There'll be a lot of changes.
Benito, huh, Travis? Yeah, I've sensed it on the street for weeks now.
Number six.
We came up to number six.
Six! I knew it was good, but nothing like this.
Oh, how'd the news do?
Hey, well, can you believe all this, huh?
Oh, look
what about Evening Drive?
See, you're number three overall. You're number one with women 18 to 35.
Ooh. How'd the news do?
Johnny?
Don't tell me.
Number one all the way, pal.
Did you hear that, Trap?
Oh, way to go, Andy.
How did the news do, Andy?
Oh, man, I don't have to make sales calls anymore. Just hang around here all day and the phone ring off the wall.
Andy, how did news do?
Yeah.
Well, Les, look, news never does that good on a top 40 rocker. Don't worry about it.
Andy?
Jennifer, I'm number one with women.
Of course you are.
How would you like to hug the program director of a number six station in Cincy, huh?
Andy, there is a man in the lobby who says he's been hired as our new news director.
What?
Well, that's what he said.
Now get rid of him.
Andy.
Hey, well, come on. That's just crazy. I didn't hire anyone.
Will you tell him?
Who did you say hired him anyways?
Mama Carlson.
Wow! Look what I'm doing with teenage boys!
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Charles Von Sanker.
Yes, Andy Travis. I'm the program director.
Ah, pleasure, Mr. Travis.
Perhaps we should talk somewhere in private, huh?
Well, what about your office?
No, right in here. Mr. Von Sanker, what is this story I hear about your being the new news director?
Story? I don't understand.
Mrs. Carlson hired you?
That's right. I start in 2 weeks. I flew in early to find a house. My wife is packing in Fargo. The kids are saying goodbye to their little chums. Not a word.
No.
Andy!
Look, Les, I'm kind of busy right now.
Yes, but this is important. Les Nessman, news director.
Oh.
Mr. Van Sanker, excuse me, sir. Les, come over here. What is it, Les?
Is it true my news ratings are sucking canal water?
Les, I never said that.
That twit Herb did.
Well, he was stupid for saying so.
You said, don't worry. I almost have it on tape.
Look, Les, go to my office and wait for me there, will you? And don't talk to Herb anymore.
Fine.
Okay.
But remember this. Good ratings didn't get this newsman where he is today.
Is he the fella I'm replacing?
Well, no one is replacing anyone just yet.
You want me to tell him?
I think I would like to talk with Mrs. Carlson first.
A charming woman. Would you tell her I said that?
Yeah. Von Sanker, why don't you just go somewhere and wait, all right?
My hotel?
I don't care.
Mrs. Carlson was generous enough to pay for that. In fact, in my entire life, I've never met a woman as honest and kind and straightforward as Mrs. Lillian Carlson. Later.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that poor boy.
What do you want, Darla?
Nothing. I just thought I'd hang out with you guys.
Why us? Don't you have work to do?
No. You kidding? As soon as those ratings get out, my phone will be ringing off the wall. Mind if I turn this down?
That's not the speaker. It's the entire board.
You ought to mark those things.
Don't you guys want to pal around?
Hirsch!
Yes, madam?
Answer the damn door!
On the double, madam.
Do I have to let Mr. Travis in myself?
Good afternoon, Mr. Travis.
Why, thank you, Hirsch. Well, how are you?
Oh, I can't complain. Madam will be down when she's good and ready. Might I get you something?
Oh, no, no, thank you, Hirsch.
Oh, then I'll return to my chore.
Oh, he did let you in.
Mrs. Carlson?
You said something about a major problem.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
What's my son done this time?
No, it's not your son, no.
Tarlick.
No, ma'am. Charles Van Sanker.
Oh, dear.
Yes, he walked into the station this afternoon and announced he was the new news director, and that was news to me.
I'm sorry, Andrew.
You were eventually going to tell me, right?
Look, this is a very difficult decision for me.
What is this, dictator's remorse?
I had planned to discuss this with you next week.
Well, let's discuss it right now. Can you give me three solid reasons why Les should be fired?
Yes, he's incompetent, unprofessional, and very weird.
Well, yeah.
I don't plan to fire Les.
You don't?
I want to show you something. Are you familiar with Sattler, Selman, and Cardone?
Yes, they're a bunch of programming consultants.
A very expensive bunch of programming consultants. 665 pages on the Cincinnati market and WKRP's place in it.
So it's a thick book?
Would you care to read the last paragraph of the recommendations chapter?
No, I would not.
Well, then I'll read it. WKRP's top 40 audience is at its peak. The sound quality of the AM signal cannot compete with FM stations. If WKRP is to remain profitable in the long run, we recommend changing to a non-music format. All news.
All news? Well, I don't know the first thing about programming an all-news station.
That's why I hired Mr. Von Sanker.
This does not make any sense. We're finally making some money here.
With news, I can make more.
What, by turning the station over to Charles Van Sanker? What has he got besides adenoids?
He comes very highly recommended.
From where?
Fargo.
Fargo? From Fargo?
Yes. And where did I hire you from?
From Santa Fe. Well, it's one of the top 70 markets in the United States of America.
Are you through?
Well, you tell me.
Here he is. You missed quite a celebration in the bedroom.
best part is Herb got stuck with the bill.
There is our guest of honor.
Where the hell you been?
It was great, Andy. Even Johnny toasted old Lady Carlton.
To the gracious bloodsucker.
I expect $22.53 from each of you. Andy, you don't have to pay. Herb, here's my money. Thanks.
May I say something to everyone? I just got back from Mrs. Carlson's. Whoa. It seems to be over. Starting next week, she wants to change her format next week. No more rock and roll.
You're putting us on.
Come on. God, I wish I was. It's a business decision.
Wait a minute. How does this affect me?
What kind of format?
24 hours a day of news.
Ooh.
I'm supposed to tell everybody that you're welcome to stay and be a part of the new WKRP, the information station. There's jobs for all of you.
Andy, can't we do anything?
Yeah, let's walk. Let's shut her down.
Look, I already told her if we didn't do things my way, I was gone.
And?
All right, what did I miss?
Yo, it's 7:30 p.m. here, my children. This is Venus on KRP, for a while at least.
So did she say how much profit is enough?
She just kept tapping this thick book as if it had all the answers.
Statistics, right? I don't trust them. Statistically speaking, anybody who's led the kind of life that I had should look completely wasted.
So there is money in news. I don't want any part of that.
No money. She ain't gonna make any money, at least for the first couple of years. Come on, she's gonna lose her skirt.
I'll tell you another statistic. Did you know, supposedly 3 out of 4 teenagers in America today think that Chuck Berry was the host of the Gong Show?
Hi, guys.
Lucy. Andy?
I've just had a little talk with Mama, Mother.
Here you go.
Oh, no, thanks.
So I'm still gone, huh?
Well, no, not exactly. My mother'd like for you to stay on as a public relations director, KRP.
Oh, you're kidding.
Why not a choice assignment like KRP's traffic reporter?
Well, Venus has got that job. Only during the rush hour. Mama's not trying to hurt us. Wants you to know that. Just wants us to be number one. I know. What's wrong with that?
I hate traffic.
Oh, come on. She just wants us to be up there at the top. If Mother said to me once, she said to me a dozen times, said, Arthur, I want you to be the general manager of the number one radio station in this city.
So you're leaving too, huh?
Look, Travis, being number one is the American way. Look at our Bengals, for example, huh?
Lost the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, but they see football is still the number one spectator sport in the world.
Uh-uh. Soccer.
Soccer?
Were you this effective with your mother?
Look, I'm just trying to make a point, Fever.
Well, so am I. Excuse me.
I'll get it. No need for you to be disturbed.
What?
Oh, no. Adam does not believe in handouts. No.
No. Just tell her Johnny Fever dropped by for a little chat.
Johnny Fever? You're the DJ who's caused her so much discomfort over the years. Hmm. Please make yourself comfortable.
You must be,
the houseboy. I'll interrupt Madam's meditation on the veranda. It is Dr. Johnny Fever.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Madam, your physician is here.
Dr. Tyler, how nice. Fever.
Miss Carlson. I just happened to be on the wrong side of the tracks. I thought I'd drop by.
If you're here to make the humanitarian appeal, forget it. Travis beat you to it.
No, I never try that with you.
Good night, Dr. Fever.
I don't intend to leave until I said what's on my mind.
What mind?
Okay, till you're ready to listen, I'll just stretch out here on the coffee table. Barry Crone.
I'll fire you.
Oh, come on. I've been fired by some of the best people in the radio.
Okay, make it short.
What?
And get off my table.
Well, just by way of an icebreaker, I... I realized that changing formats was a business decision.
That's right.
You didn't do it to hurt anybody.
That's right.
Probably the first thing from your mind was the people who work for you.
You're pushing it.
You're not a vicious crone with a twisted desire for money.
Now, hold it. Every employee of WKRP will be offered a job with the new format. Nobody gets hurt. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't have to do that.
Oh, come on. I mean, how long do you think any of us are going to last at those jobs?
If you're an announcer, you can announce.
Not like a real news jockey, no. If you want this news thing to work, we're gone. I mean, if that extra profit is all that counts to
you... The profit is not all that counts.
You feel okay?
It's not quite that simple. Profit and loss are merely theoretical terms in a diversified conglomerate like Carlson Industries. It's not the plus and minus, Mr. Fever. It's the plus and plus if... the minuses are played correctly. You don't understand, and I don't expect you to.
No, I understand. Believe me, this is so deeply warped, even I get it. KRP is not supposed to make money. That's the deal. We're set up to lose, but we didn't. And that's why you're changing the format, so you can lose money for two more years.
Good night.
You're telling your own son that you want him to be the general manager of the number one station in the market, and you'd be happier if it was 16th. How do you think he'd feel if he knew?
A very interesting turn, don't you think?
Hirsch, is she here? Mama, I got Andy and Vito. Oh, they're out in the car. I was telling them, trying to explain what you told me about being the best, and, Fever, what are you doing here?
Just chatting. Your mother has high hopes for KRP.
Being number one.
Not quite.
Fever?
Oh, is our little conversation confidential?
I don't believe I'm following this.
Are you threatening me?
No, heck no, boy.
I'll tell you something, Macy. Your mother does not want you or WKRP to...
All right, Fever, that's quite enough.
Would somebody like to explain something to me? I'm a pretty good listener.
Arthur, I want you to keep KRP just the way it is.
Number six?
No. The format.
Oh. Well, what about the American way? That...
Wait a minute, Ace. I think your mother is saying she believes in you. Am I right, Miss Grove?
Right.
A mother's love.
Boy, I'll tell you.
It's deeply moving to see something like this. What are you guys doing here?
Look at that.
Come on. Okay.
Mrs. Carlson. I'm tired of your crud.
Yeah.
I got four things that I want to say to you.
Travis.
Number two.
You know, Mommy, I don't think we've all had a chance to get together like this before.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You're going to go to heaven for that. Lettuce. What's going on? Hey, guys. Thank you very much for turning Mrs. Carlson around for me.
Not yet. I can't find Venus. It's time.
What's going on?
Surprise! Oh, Andy, you nut. You skipped out on your party last night, but we got you now.